Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
Happy weekend, Regina. Hope you're doing well.
I am. We're still getting a little bit of the summer. I'm holding on to
yes.
every moment.
Yes. Hope everybody's enjoying the weekend, getting things done. And thanks again for tuning in to us.
Yes. So, Roxanne, I'm always excited about our guests.
We have a new guest.
A new guest. And I'm so excited for a lot of reasons. And we'll share that as we get into the interview. But our guest today is Allison Elsner. She's from the San Bernardino County Medical Society, right?
Okay.
And as I understand it, the mission of the Medical Society is to promote the science and art of medicine, care, and well-being of patients, protection of public health, betterment of the medical profession, and equitable access to care for patients.
Wonderful.
Now, what all of that means, I hope Allison's going to be able to shed some light on.
And that's why she's here.
And that's why she's here today. And so it's my honor to welcome Allison, who is the Chief Executive Officer. And I'm just excited because we were talking a little bit before we went on air that your staff is all women.
Yes, they sure are. We've got a lot of girl power going on.
Yes,
and
so
our
that
staff.
Means a lot of great stuff is getting done. That's what that means.
Well, if I try not to be biased, but I happen to agree with you. I think we are a great team. And in many ways, it's reflective of what we see happening in the medical community. You know, years ago, decades ago, you would see mostly males in the medical schools,
yes.
mostly young men, yes. young boys. But at this point, we are over 50% composition of females in our medical schools. And
that's
so that's really
wonderful.
Encouraging. Okay. Right.
That speaks to evolution and growth.
It sure does. You know, and it speaks to the empowerment that women are as much a part of this and reflective of what's going on in our communities and,
absolutely.
And society.
We're at the tables where we need to be.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about, because even though I did – they, you know, kind of give an explanation of the mission,
sure.
if you will. Tell us exactly, Allison, what is the San Bernardino County Medical Society?
Sure. Well, I know it's a mouthful. It's a lot of words there, as is our mission statement. But really, to capture what we do, it's we advocate for and we support physicians. And
okay.
by doing that, we are able to ensure high quality health care for our community members. That's what we are here for. That's what our physicians are here for. And that's to make sure that all of our folks, all of our families, all of our seniors, children, individuals are receiving quality and equitable health care, especially in this day and age with so many changes coming down from
yes.
the federal government uh-huh. and changes happening at the state. It's really, really important that we help physicians do what they do best.
Yes, that's wonderful. And I think one of the reasons why I'm so excited to have you here and sharing with us is because our own Dr. Raul Nair is currently the president of the San Bernardino County Medical Society, right?
Yes, you are so right. And Dr. Nayar is a force, as is his entire family, his wife, Dr. Sonia Nayar, his brother, Dr. Samir Nayar. I know many
family,
of your listeners, yes, probably are familiar with the family. But, you know, at the helm of Choice Medical Group, he has really transformed, I think, the concept of high-quality care here
yes.
in the High Desert. And
yes.
so we are really proud that, as you say, that he is our president. He just launched his term about 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
So we're super excited to have him be a part of our society and lead us in all of our projects this coming year.
Yeah. And then I know that also one of our own High Desert physicians, Dr. Eric Hansen, past president, right?
Yes, past president.
Past president. And he also heads up, I believe it's a committee that has to do with government policies or affairs or something.
Well, you are very, very in tune with this, and I sure appreciate that because, yes, Dr. Hansen is kind of our star. They're all stars, but Dr. Hansen has really not only remained engaged at the local level, but he is also the vice chair of the Board of Trustees for the California Medical Association,
yes,
which is the statewide organization under which we serve and we operate. And the California Medical Association of the CMA has about 54,000 physicians in the entire state. So Dr. Hansen is part of that statewide leadership.
That's awesome.
And we were talking earlier, we had a board meeting last night, and Dr. Nayar ran an amazing board meeting. We have new board members this year. Dr. Hansen, there he was, you know, just making sure he's staying engaged and helping us connect the local and the state activity for
right.
our physicians.
Yeah, and keeping us in that sphere of quality.
Yes.
Healthcare.
Yes.
Right?
Well, that's right. That the mission statement you read explains everything, but if you really, like we say, want to take it down to one or two words, it's quality healthcare for our community.
Yes. So now I want to talk a little bit about you.
Okay.
So I want to kind of get a little bit of background about you and also better understand your role and responsibilities as the CEO, because I think
sure.
that sounds like it's a pretty huge umbrella.
Well, it's a really exciting job. I always say somewhat laughingly, but it's born out of truth, it is my dream job. And I started as the CEO at SBCMS, started there 10 years ago, exactly, coming up on 10 years. And as I say, the SBCMS is part of California Medical Association. It's one of about 35 component medical associations,
okay.
most of which are grouped by county or by region.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Riverside and San Diego, LA, and
right.
the like. And as executive director / CEO, basically, I just need to make sure that we are being responsive, proactive, and reactive to our physicians, and in turn to our community members. So we are heavily involved in advocacy at the federal and state levels
okay.
to make sure that policy aligns with keeping physicians in practice and increasing
great.
Reimbursement rates. And we fought hard. I know we could spend hours on this one, but we fought hard recently on HR 1, which was recently signed into law at the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new congressional bill that will unfortunately impose very dramatic cuts in Medicaid funding
yes.
for patients. And what many people don't realize is that imposes dramatic cuts in the amount of reimbursements that physicians receive. And when that happens, the result is that physicians can't always stay in practice. And
right.
we see a physician shortage, which will be exacerbated greatly in the next 10 years already.
Right. right. And we were already at a deficit.
We were already experiencing that. It's
yes.
already there were, solutions in place to try to mitigate a lot of that. But this is going to be another added level of difficulty, I guess you could say. So
mm-hmm.
so we're all kind of banding together with creative solutions to educate physicians about how they can work better with their patients, all of your listeners, about staying enrolled. Enrollment is going to be a little bit more difficult
okay.
in Medicaid, so we want to make sure that folks know they have to be sure, to enroll themselves in Medicaid several times a year now, three or four times. I think it's going to be quarterly.
Lee, yes.
Yes.
I think I think I did hear that recently.
Yes.
That it was going to go to a quarterly, which
yes.
is crazy, but
yeah,
it's just a sign of the times, I
it
guess,
is.
Right?
It is, and a sign of funding priorities, I guess you
yes.
could say, you know.
Yeah. So I want to, because I know that there are probably some of our listeners who are just recently graduated
yes.
Or, embarking upon their last year and trying to make those decisions career-wise of
sure.
next steps.
Sure.
I want you to share a little bit about your background and so how you landed where you are.
Yeah.
And then also, if you don't mind, I want to have a little bit of conversation about how it has been for you as a woman navigating right? This territory.
That's really interesting. Well, thank you for asking about that. You know, my career path has been, I feel I've been fortunate, but I've also been fairly driven since I was young, and I was encouraged by my parents to get into, so I wanted to go into law, but I ended up being a political science major in college.
Okay.
And that got me into the whole world of politics. I worked for two California governors and a U.S. senator in Washington, D.C. and Sacramento, and that really led into a whole variety of other activities for my career, including public relations, government affairs, and the like. So I guess I kind of parlayed that into the being a leader in the nonprofit. That sounds silly, being a leader, but you know what I mean, aiming for that position in the nonprofit world. And I was fortunate enough to be matched with this position 10 years ago. It worked. I interviewed for it. And working for doctors has to be one of the most gratifying and fulfilling things I've ever experienced. So, you know, it's a lot of soft skills like writing and working with people, but it's also really being familiar with that legislative activity and knowing a lot of historical background about what our medical community has experienced and trends at the state and federal levels and things like that.
What a great resume.
I love that. And what I love, Allison, is the fact that it wasn't necessarily medical school or that, because it shows the scope of skill and ability and talents that you can bring that enhance the work.
Well, exactly. And I think a lot of times, and people find this as they tend to mature, and I'm a little more mature now in my life.
That's okay.
We'll use that mature word.
That.
That's right. That's right. I think you find that certain skills you master or try to master earlier in your life can be translatable later in life to other career fields. And sometimes I'm a believer in setting a short-term and or long-term plan for yourself, but I don't ever think you should be too rigid about that, because you have to always be open to opportunities.
Yes.
Sometimes something will come along, as we all know, that presents itself and you think, wow, that's exciting and I want to do it. It inspires me and my skills match. Let's go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely, because the truth of the matter is, I think we can only be who we are.
Yes.
At the end of the day, that's how it works out.
Right.
And so to embrace all of those wonderful things that are about us.
Yes.
And work on those things that we define may need to be improved.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And be honest about that. So
honesty
in us moving forward. I love it. I want to invite you back.
Yeah.
I'm going to extend an invitation to have you come back during Women's History Month of next year.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Because I'd love to, Roxanne, and I love to engage women who have unique positions.
Yes,
and
especially your background,
too.
Oh, thank you.
Background, and share, because that's a time of year that we have a tendency to kind of be wired in and tuned in to talking about those things.
And to be supportive of those
relative
efforts.
To women.
Yes.
But before we let you go, I also want to ask you about, is there a website if people want to learn more about the Medical Society?
Absolutely.
And then maybe is there one particular thing, and that may be a challenging question, but the benefits to community of being aware and knowing what the Medical Society offers, how that can translate and possibly benefit them. And I think one of those things was how things will change with that HR1, I believe it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, again, those are wonderful questions. First of all, people can contact us by taking a look at our website, sbcms.org. sbcms.org. Okay.
Great.
Very easy.
And there's a lot of great information. So it actually kind of leads into the answer to your second question. When people jump on our website, it's a really fantastic way to get an overview of what's going on, both in the state and at the federal level for the entire country about some of the legislation that's been passed. It's very user-friendly, very easy to read some of these articles and updates and find out what is the Medical Society do. We're a membership organization for physicians so we can provide better health care. Okay, so I would just really encourage your listeners to jump on the website and kind of get involved in knowing what we're doing.
Familiarize themselves. And that's a great tool also for students.
Oh, it's amazing for students. Yes, and it's important for students to know as they think about possibly a career in healthcare about, like you mentioned earlier, the upcoming shortage of physicians that's projected in the next few years. You know, and it seems to be, you know, we take two steps forward and one or two steps back on that. But I think as people on both sides are educated about it, it helps us all be better community partners and reaching a solution together.
Exactly. I love that. Allison, I want to thank you for coming and spending that time with us today. I'm going to take it that we have now made a new friend.
We have. You're welcome. Right?
Well, I'm honored to hear that. And I thank you so much, Regina, and you too, Roxanne. This has been a real treat.
Yes. So we're definitely going to have you back in February.
Okay,
of
great.
2026.
It's a date.
If not sooner.
Yes, if not sooner.
Okay.
And we welcome you sharing information with us as things start to evolve and happen that we want to make sure community is aware of.
Yes.
Please use us as a resource for that.
I would love to. You are some powerful ladies in the community and in our society. So you are role models, and I would love to work with you on this.
Thank you. Roxanne, did you have a question before we leave?
I did. Do you have any, does your organization have any events coming up as we close out, getting close to the end of the year?
Oh, how great of you to ask. Mm-hmm. Well, as a matter of fact, Roxanne,
anything coming up?
We do have a fantastic annual golf tournament. It's a charity golf tournament coming up on Friday, November 7th at Sierra Lakes Golf Club in Fontana. But, you know, it has a really wonderful cause associated with it, and that is to support ancillary projects and education and training for our medical students and our medical residents. So, you know, it's tough being a medical student. You get no sleep.
Yes.
You are not getting paid. You're putting out $400,000 or $500,000 in medical student loans. Mm. So we like to support them as much as we can, and we do that in partnership with the community. So if you go to our website again, sbcms.org, you can find out information about that golf tournament coming up November 7th.
All right. Thanks for the shout out.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And we look forward to having you back.
Yes. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina. We are moving through September.
I know. Can you believe?
The next big holiday is Halloween.
Oh, my God. Summer is
behind us. No. I'm heartbroken. I want it to be forever. Yeah, no fall for me.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, you know what, Roxanne? I'm always excited because we just have the most wonderful guests.
And we have new guests, new friends to the program.
And we have people who are doing such amazing things in our community. And today, our guest is Miss Jessica Herrera. Jessica and her mom, who I know a lot of people know, her mom is Evelyn Herrera. They are longtime community servants. And I say that with the greatest of honor because for as long as I've known them, they've been serving our community in one way or another. When I first met Jessica, she was a very young woman. Now she's a mom.
Okay.
And so I've had the opportunity to watch her grow. And through all of that, still found time and find time to give back to community. They've done a lot of work, and I want to acknowledge some of the things that they've done because they've done a lot of work, particularly with our youth, through the Boy and Girl Scouts, through Rocking Our Disabilities. You can always find them doing something during Hesperia Day's parade. And then they also have their own a nonprofit organization, The Closet, which is a recycling kind of prom dress program that they've been very much a part of for a number of years. Any of those kind of back-to-school and holiday giveaways, you're going to find them there, hands-on.
They're going to be very busy as we get close to the end
to
of the year.
Those things happen. Just countless events. So today, though, Jessica is here to talk with us about There's a partnership between No Drugs America.
Yes, our good friends.
Frank Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And The Closet, which, of course, is Jessica and her mother's nonprofit organization. And they have partnered to present the first annual High Desert Youth Recognition Award. That's exciting, right?
How come it's only the first time, the first annual? Yeah.
They were the ones smart enough to do it. So
then we have to acknowledge that, yes.
Yes. So, Jessica, welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We are so excited to hear about this first annual Youth Recognition Award. So please tell us all about it and how people can nominate a deserving young person.
Mm-hmm. Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
It's my first time.
But basically, I just noticed that a lot of youth scholarships, grants, and award programs were solely based off of test scores, academics, mm-hmm. athletics. There never really was, or should I say never, there wasn't a lot of emphasis on students that did community service.
Ah, okay.
Especially, you know, the quiet ones who are in the background mm-hmm. doing the hard work, and they're constantly saying, what can I do? Mm-hmm. You know, can I be of service? And we really wanted to emphasize and showcase that they needed to be recognized and celebrated for dedicating their free time to the High Desert community.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and I think that was going to be one of my questions was to ask you, mm-hmm. what motivated you to establish this award? And I think you kind of spoke to it by saying you hadn't seen that was a missing piece in our community of recognizing young people who are really committed to community service. And I know a lot of times through scholarships on the applications, they ask about your community service. It's important. I know in school they tell them if you're going on to college, that having some community service is important. But what I think I hear you saying, so don't let me put words in your mouth and correct
me. No problem.
But what I think I hear you saying is that there are some young people who just simply have hearts to give back.
Absolutely.
And we want to acknowledge those young people.
Absolutely. So our main thing was to, one, highlight the High Desert students and our community, which we don't see a lot of. We see a lot of, you know, county stuff, but we don't see it directly serving the Victor Valley community. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to highlight these High Desert students doing acts of service, or what I call acts of service, for their High Desert. And they're using their own time. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't ask for any recognition. They're just selflessly doing this, you know, to do it. And that's what we really wanted to emphasize
an honor. Yeah.
Yes.
So tell me, how can you go about nominating? Who can we nominate? How do we go about
What's the
qualifications?
So the minimum, we really only have two main requirements, and that is, one, that they are a High Desert student, and if they're homeschooled, they have to live in the High Desert.
Okay.
So we do have incorporated, unincorporated areas that are allowed in the qualifications, which you will see on our nomination form.
Okay.
But that's the first one. The second one is they have to have performed some sort of act of service. Now, because we are covering first through 12th grade, we don't expect, of course, our first graders to be doing what our 12th graders are doing.
Yeah.
But simply them helping their parents with their grandparents, for example, which I can use my own children, for example, and my niece, she was always helping her nana walk. You know, just to get the mail. And that's a beautiful thing that should be recognized and celebrated for a first grader.
Yes.
You know, I have another first grader who I just spoke with, and they fill up hygiene kits for the homeless. And that's with their parents. And that should be recognized.
Yes.
But again, they're just doing it because they want to do it, not because they're being forced to or asked to. They just really love serving others.
Right. Okay. So those are the two criteria.
Yes.
So how do we go about nominating somebody?
So on No Drugs America's Facebook, and also on The Closet's Facebook, we have a form. We have a QR code that's being shared around Facebook mm-hmm. right now.
Okay.
It sends you straight to our JOT form.
Okay.
And the JOT form has everything that you need to fill out to nominate a student. We want to emphasize that this is not a popularity contest.
Okay.
You only need to nominate the student one time, and what we're solely focusing on is the act of service.
Okay.
October 4th, No Drugs America on October 4th is having their annual Youth Day bike giveaway.
Oh, okay.
So this is where No Drugs America is going to be in Apple Valley Civic Park.
Their big event.
Mm-hmm. Is their big event of the year where they give out tons of bikes.
Yes.
They give out helmets. You know, they really, you know, get integrated with the kids and try and get them to do what's called drug-free fun.
Right.
And there's activities and stuff. So we really wanted to intermingle them.
Right.
Since we're already having that event, then we might as well invite those families and recognize the children publicly as well.
That'd be great. And so if there are businesses or other nonprofit organizations or individuals that really want to support this effort in one way, because, you know, they can maybe make a donation.
Absolutely.
In the way of a sponsorship. Maybe they can donate product, as you said, mm-hmm. that can go
yes.
into these bags. They may even want to volunteer some time. And so if we have individuals who are listening, and I'm sure that we do, Roxanne, right?
We do. We have a lot of great listeners.
Who will they contact? How will they be able to reach out and get that information and get connected?
So there's multiple ways of getting a hold of us if you would like to be a sponsor. Currently, our main award sponsor is Cars Auto Body with Carlos.
Okay.
He's very integrated with the community.
He loved
the program. When I pitched it to him, I didn't even have to say anything. He was just like, I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the one who's providing the main prizes.
Okay.
But we will love as many as possible businesses and nonprofit organizations to contact us about the community goodie bag.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's giving them a chance to promote their business and
yes.
their information of service, but as well give a thank you token to the youth that's receiving the goodie bag.
Yes.
So a good way that they can get a hold of us is through the No Drugs America website.
Okay.
If they wanted to do just a strict donation, there is a tab there that says donate. You're more than welcome to click that. If you would like to be a volunteer, I believe there's also a form for that. But if you would like to get a hold of me directly, my phone number is on all of our flyers for
okay.
this nominated student for the
Great.
High Desert
All right.
Recognition Award.
So bottom line is they can go to the No Drugs America website.
Yes.
All the information is there.
Also on our Facebook.
Right, and also on the Facebook. And so they can get the nomination form.
Yes.
They can also get information and about how to be a sponsor and then how to support and get connected to you guys that way.
We're currently trying to get the flyer for the nominations on our website. That's strictly mostly on Facebook.
Okay.
But as far as volunteering or donating, that you can do on our website.
Wonderful. So, Jessica, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing this wonderful program that is your inaugural program. And we're hoping that you will have many, 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 many years of celebrating our young people annually.
I hope so too.
Youth Recognition Award program, right?
Yes, and we would
and
like
so
to.
So, is there anything else that you want to share with us
yes.
before
mm-hmm.
we go?
So, I really would like to thank people who have jumped immediately to support as soon as I didn't even have to ask them. They were just like, yes, we want to help. And that was Sunland Board, Kick Taekwondo, Haven for Horses, which is they're giving an amazing prize.
Mm.
Candace Foster with Keller Williams. Master Tech is also giving an amazing gift in our community bags. So all of these people,
wonderful.
They just wanted to immediately help and fill the bags with tokens of appreciation for these students.
Well, we want to thank all of them
mm-hmm.
for their commitment to our youth and supporting it. And we want to thank you for coming in today and not only sharing this information, but thank you for all the amazing community service work you have done over the years.
Thank you.
For being a champion for our young people and seeing that there was a gap and filling that gap. So thank you.
And hopefully it makes a ripple effect where more students will see it and they'll want to participate in their community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.